morning, everybody. So here we are, Parashat Matthew. So one of the inyanim learned about in this week's Parsha is the part of the inyan of the Torah. Right, so maybe there's a chash. So the possibility that she's behaved immorally, she has to go through a whole procedure with the mikdash, she's drinking a particular type of water, etc. In fact, a miraculous procedure. Now, within that procedure, we find that she has to take a shavuah. She has to take a shavuah that she hasn't become defiled. And actually, the way the shavuah is recorded is such that it says that the kohen says to the isha such and such, you take upon yourself an oath that you haven't been defiled. And she answers, amen, amen. She answers, amen. It doesn't say that she says the shavuah verbally herself. It says that the kohen tells her that I oblige you to take this oath. You take this oath comes upon you, and she answers, amen. So from this, the Gemara learns in the set of shavuot of Tatek, the Mishnah says, in fact, that mashbiach ani va'amar amen. One person says to his friend, I oblige you in the following shavuah, va'amar amen. And the fellow answers, amen. Yeah, he undertakes. He undertakes the shavuah with the answering of amen. Chaya. Then he is obliged with this shavuah, all the things that shavuah obliges. Meaning that if it's not a proper shavuah, if it's shavuah shav, if it's shekel, if it's a korban, if it doesn't keep the shavuah, it'll be punishable, etc. If the shavuah becomes binding upon him for all halachas of shavuah. All that shavuah, kol ha'oina, amei, achar shavuah, Shmuel summarizes this din by saying, whoever answers Amen after the Shavuot, commutes the Shavuot, the pig dummy. It is tantamount to saying it verbally. They say that we learn this point from this week's parasha, Va'amra Isha Amen Amen. So with the answering of Amen, it is tantamount, it is equal to actually saying the Shavuot verbally, and one has the full stringency of having made the Shavuot with the answering of the word Amen. So I'd like to take this point a little bit and look at it not in the context of Shavuot, but in the context of another halacha where we answer Amen, which we obviously know very well, we very frequently answer Amen to a bracha. Now what is the din when somebody is making a bracha levatol? Well, a normal statement like that, let's say, he just says, well, let's meet today for go shopping. That's definitely not a shavuah. But in the undertaking of a mitzvah, we have to be more careful. Over there, the Gemara says that any lashon of undertaking. So here, I'm not sure. Something needs looking into, but here, being this Kaddish class, that it could be not just the person who says, we're going to learn tomorrow, but also the past person who answers on A, might also have to take care. Could be. Okay. So let's look a little at the halacha of answering Amen to a bracha and a certain application of this idea. Now, so the Torah tells us in the for the end of this bracha, kind of a very bracha she'en of tzrichon, harei le'noite shem shamayim lashov. Right, we know it's a very common convention to make a bracha shem tzrichon. Barik and Nishba Lashav is considered as stringent as one that makes the Shavuah Lashav. And now the final words of this sikh is what we want to focus on for now. V'asur la'anoit amein achar. Achar of amein. It's forbidden to answer amein after a bracha levatol. Now why? Why is it forbidden to answer amein after a bracha levatol? There is a slight yorah. He's going on the bracha shem tzrichon, which is a bit more lenient. How much water, Rafa, about Right, so he calls himself an extra bracha unwittingly, or we maybe did know about it. But
there's nothing but that.
Right, so it's more lenient, in other words.
Right.
And nevertheless, also the other tafra will remain, and how much more so? A full bracha levatah. Now, let's just consider for a moment what is the reason why one shouldn't ask our mate. Let's put down two possible understandings. If it's simply, I think a more simple understanding, surely, is that it's not appropriate covetousness that bracha has been made wrongly. Amen is a certain nuance of agreement, of cover with what's been said. So bracha that's been made out of place. I shouldn't go giving it extra kiyum, extra chizuk. I think that's the more poshut pshat. Or perhaps more of a chiddush, but perhaps in the light of what we've just seen about the kara for answering amen, that when one answers amen for a bracha levatana, it becomes as though you have made a bracha levatana. How far does it go, this answering amen? Now there could be all types of nafkaminas to this child. So what's the difference? Either way, the bottom line is, somebody makes a bracha levatana, you don't answer amen. Be it what the reason is. Whatever the reason is, either because it's just not right to give a signal for such a thing, or because it becomes as if you made a bracha levatana, one way or the other, one doesn't answer amen. But there could be all types of nafkaminas. You don't know. One place where it could be very, very relevant is the bracha on tefillin. We know there's a difference in minhagim over here between the Ashkenazim and Sfarim. I know we used to touch on this a lot. So here's another place where there's a chiluk of minhagim between Ashkenazim and Sfarim. So the Shulchan Aruch rules the aniyah shaliyat chiluk. We put first the shaliyat, the yavorit la aniyah tefillin, we make the bracha la aniyah tefillin, but harakach aniyah shal roish. Afterwards, on puts the shalroish, beloy yavorich, and one does not make any bracha. Ki im bracha acha nishte. According to the Shulchan Aruch, there is only one bracha of tefillin. The aniyah tefillin, and that's it. Yeah, that's tefillin, right?
And the bracha of aniyah.
Aniyah tefillin, yeah. Aniyah tefillin, and that's it. No second bracha, not like
that.
Unless you make a comes on the Ramah and he says, V'yeshayim, Levori, al shal roish, al mitzvah tefillin. Some say they will make a second bracha on the tefillin shal roish. A people don't have sick meantime, even if there was no hefsek between the shaliyah and the shal roish. V'chein poshat hamina, this is the widespread minhag with Bnei Ashkenaz, shemavorchin shtei brachas. To make two brachas. Now, I'm not going to go into all the background over here, but we obviously understand this is surely based on some earlier machlokes rishonim, whether there should be one bracha, whether there should be two brachas. And the Shulchan Aruch rules, presumably based on the principle of sof brachas lahakel, that one bracha is sufficient, and the Ramah holds that there is sufficient grounds to make two brachas. So now, let us consider what will be the din if somebody, Mibnei Sforad, hears one of his brothers, Mibnei Ashkenaz, making a bracha al mitzvah tefillin. So should he answer amen? Or are we going to say, well, by the very same token that we don't make the bracha because we're concerned, Mibnei Sforad are concerned for a concern of bracha levatana, so by the same token, they also shouldn't answer amen? Now indeed,
he's been pushing it a bit far.
There's nothing
wrong with that. Right, but nevertheless, the one answering on me. So, again, this, I think that point very sharply brings out the nafkamina of the two sides of the hakir we put down. Is the reason not to answer on me to Ibrahim al-Abbas? is because we don't wish to give sort of hizuk and cue to something that's been done wrongly.
It's not that wrong.
Well, that's certainly not appropriate. Oh, yeah. Five things make the brother. But if the reasoning is, and when you answer may, it is tantamount to you making that brother the batala. Like, exactly like answering or main to a shvur, it is tantamount to you making the shvur. So then we could hear that maybe they shouldn't be saying or main.
Sure, I must get two alternate kavanas available here. Kavana number one is, when I'm saying a main, I want the book of the cow on me. And the second one is, no, I want to say Omein on the assumption that this fellow is making a broker, which I want to endorse, assuming it's kosher.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then if you do that, you've covered up.
Because maybe it's dependent on the kavana. You could do that. I mean, generally we do find that are different levels of getting a broker, because you can have a broker whereby you're actually being guilty for that broker, like I'm a shemir point. Oh, yeah, somebody else coming to some of these broker. And so I could hear that approach, although I haven't seen it spoken out.
It's more of a negative word, it's a paradigm.
Yeah, very good.
So what should not even answer a name? I should not answer a name to this rock.
There's a different way of putting this criteria. What is the pshat in this cloud? Sophic Amin Lahoko. Is it Sophic Amin Lahoko? Just because, like, Sophic Amin Lahoko is type of thing. You're not obliged. If it's a long thing, you're not obliged. Sophic Amin Lahoko. Or is it Sophic Amin Lahoko? Because Sophic Amin brings you to, like, a type of Sophic Brahma Lahoko. It's what Shmeck of Sophic Brahma Lahoko. Is that the pshat? We're going to see. We're going to see. It's actually a lot of work.
And I hear, and I don't
understand that. There is one that
you want to do. Well, that's a
question. You're missing a lot of things. Now, the Kishok Lara ruled a very fascinating thing on this on this point of these brothers on the street. But we know that the minhag of the Bnei Ashkenaz, after they make the second bracha, is to add Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Void. But sorry for him, Baruch Shem Kvod Malchusei La'olam Void. So we pay Shiish Ketzah Sophic the bracha of Void. There is a little bit of a Sophic on this bracha. So we pay Shiish Sophic the bracha of Void. Now look at this. Because there's a Sophic on this bracha, Lachem Yish Gamkein Sophic Im Asherei Yadah Omein Oloi. By the same token that we have a little bit of a topic with us to make the bracha, and we take more shame just in case. By the same token, there is a topic if one hearing it should answer me. He does not even speak about it. Somebody of the late Torah after. Al came nearly, he told the body bracha doi for that. Therefore, since the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, it is better, I think this is the minhag indeed, to make this bracha quietly. There are people around shouldn't hear and they don't get into this topic. Okay, he doesn't tell us openly what will be if somebody does make the bracha aloud, but he does seem to treat it as a serious issue that one should not involve the people around you in this type of topic, let's have him, and should avoid bringing them to this topic. Now let's look at one other interesting application of this shayla before we come back to answering the actual question. One, the Ilan Minak recorded in Hilchos Kiddush, and some shuls who do this, other Yom Baday, written about in the Shulchan Aruch, learning in the Kaddish for Beit HaKnesset. There is a Minak to make Kiddush in Shul. Kiddush on Friday night in Shul. Now, the original reason for this Tachonet, to make Kiddush in Shul, if you think about it, it's strange. Why should there be such a thing to make Kiddush in Shul? Kiddush, we know, has to be the Mokum Suda, etc. Why is there Kiddush in Shul?
Neil.
Sorry?
Neil.
Aniyim. Awesome. The reason was because in the early times there were Aniyim, there were Orachim who resided in the Shul, or probably in a room attached to the Shul. And the There are people who make kiddush to be motivated. Nowadays, we don't have this anymore. There are some rules that loy kochlas takonah. It was a type of takonah to make kiddush in shul for the sake of these people. It's in takonah, and the takonah has been kovah. This is the reason of the places who make kiddush in shul. And the rule says toy lachanik shaloy lekadosh beis hakneses, but the shul chalorim recommends one should not do this. Not to make kiddush in shul, the chayim minig eretz yisrael. And this is the minig eretz yisrael. So again, this could be another scenario where we will look into this type of shayim. What will be somebody who comes from a place where they don't make kiddush in shul? He arrives in a place where they do make kiddush in shul in accordance with the old method. Should the answer be to the kiddush or not? So let's have a look at some more of the figures which will answer for us this shayim. There is a tshuva of the Rambam who discusses a particular shayla of, I don't know what the case was, but the case was actually a place where there was a topic with a three Megillah on your Dalad or Tezbot. They asked the Rambam the shayla how they should behave, and the Rambam says that they should read the Megillah on Yavdal and on Tezbov. And he tells them that on Tezbov, they read the Megillah without a brother. And then, he adds... That was the words of the Shaykh. That was the original minhag which the Rambam, they asked if it was correct, and the Rambam criticized it and said it was not right. And he answered them that on the second day on Tezbov, they should do without a brother. And then, he adds... The second last side of that. Sure, the soul me shall either on me as brothers the Matzah. Anybody who answers on me on a brother the Matzah, only brothers she is subject to the evil. Or even on a brother where there is a subject, who might see on the Louis Shikol Adar, and one goes and makes this brother without fully considering whether one should be making this or not, and someone answers on me to this, Harei who offers this in his hadith. Like a strong Russian which we usually use for quite a common thing, he is going to have to give this beheshbon for this activity, this answering of me. So, one possible understanding why the Rambam uses this common Russian would be to say, as we said, that the Rambam treats it as a type of Bracha Levatala, or sort of Reach of Bracha Levatala. And the same idea is recorded in the Tshuvas Yochanan Bayaz, which is also from the Tshuvas of the Rishonim, from the Tashbat, from one of the founders of Tashbat, who records regarding Kiddush that again the Tashbat did not answer Amen to Kiddush in Shul based on this idea that it's a topic, and he didn't answer Amen even to a Bracha of a song. So having looked at these Marimah Kodesh, we're going to see a Machloket in bottom line ruling. The Rav Avadia Yosef in his Shuvahs discusses exactly these types of shayles of differences of minhag between Ashkenaz and Sfar, where Ashkenaz will make a brocha and Sfar them a lot. And his recommendation is that one should not answer Omen. The Vigan to Lego Barchino, according to our custom, we do not make these brothers. Shashemea mehem eino oine ome. I think this tshuva actually is going on. I think it's going on the brothers of Spin. But it's putting down a general style for all brothers where we have these types of chilukim in Hoshu. The same reason of Hobby Mashikotim Rambam Bichuva, and he brings as one of his proofs this Rabban that was mentioned, who uses this word opposite in his tongue. And that is how he moves. However, the Bi'ah Halakha, the Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'ah Halakha does not move this way. He discusses openly this shayla, and he has a different approach. Also, Lalei Akra Omei. Let's learn together the Bi'ah Halakha. I am Mishnah Berurah. When we call Mokim Nir, Zim Efod Noye Ke'ez Adeh. If there is somebody who is accustomed to make brothers in accordance with one specific opinion. And that opinion is not entirely pushed away by the Poskim. It has a tally, even though it doesn't mean that everybody should be doing it. Kagoyim, this is something quite unusual, we hardly even heard. Mishim Avari, Boros Ata Hashem, Lichel Ha'ilofim. There is an opinion that at the end of Boros Nefoshes, one should finish off, Boros Ata Hashem, Lichel Ha'ilofim. Kedat HaYerushal. That's an example. There could be an example in 6 hours. Asher min ha'din ein b'chuyav la'anis ala omi. Although one's not obliged to answer omi, the sopik omi l'kuda, because of the concept of sopik omi l'kuda, so it's not a chiyav to answer omi, but because what it means is that there is no prohibition to answer omi. Im oyla ala. Of course, yekotav ha'prim of God in bo'izan, the ein bo'iz ha'shash to loy. Not like we've been suggesting. There is no concern of loy tisoy. It's not a concern of bracha levatala. Then in the same way, you answer amen to the bracha, that's what it gives you tantamount to make the bracha levatala. The rule sopik omim l'kula is not based in any way on, because if you will make that amen, it will be like a type of bracha levatala. No, it's simply sopik l'kula, like sopik omim l'kula, and you're not obliged to. If there's a sopik, if it's a bracha, so there's a sopik, if you answer amen, sopik omim l'kula. But if you want to answer amen, go ahead, do that. There's no prohibition. Anyway, so we've seen that the Bi'ah and the Bi'ah Lacha surely would hold exactly the same thing for all the examples that we've mentioned till now. Where, even back to his example, where we have Ashkenazim following the Minhag, which has been laid down by the Rabbah for them, so they're certainly doing something 100% Mechatchila. Most certainly, the Bi'ah Lacha would rule that it is proper to answer on me. So that's the bottom line about Lucas, if you haven't been here. I'll look on the mic. Let's just come back to the original memory which we started with. Having said this, it appears that, well, we say, really, answering on me is not always exactly tantamount to mamish saying. It does not always give you the full import of saying it itself. So in the same vein, I saw something interesting in the Torah Tumima. Torah Tumima asks on the original Maimat Chazal that we started with. We began with this Maimat Chazal when we spoke about a Shavua. We said somebody who answers Amen to a Shavua, it is tantamount to making the Shavua the pit. So he asked an interesting question. The Gemara recalls, Mishnah reports in the second Sofer regarding the Sofer, says that if she had sinned, but she had some other zechus in her bank account, she got some zechus in Shamayim, then it could be such a situation where she isn't punished right away, like the pit from the Pesukim, you know, she drinks this water and that's it. It could be a situation whereby her zechus give her extra time. She could have extra time, 2-3 years, until the punishment actually is carried out. And she's not punished right away. But that's what the Gemara says. So it says, you have to cash it. That the Gemara recalls elsewhere that somebody who makes the Shavuot Sheker is considered a very, very serious, stringent matter. And the Gemara said about it that all that Meir is Shabbat Torah. If a person has the Chuyos, the punishment can be pushed off for a period of time. But Shavuot Sheker is such a stringent matter that needs Rayim Emen La'al. The punishment comes right away. Shavuot Sheker, serious matter, the punishment comes right away. So after the Torah Tumima, having said that, this woman who is a photo and she has sinned, so very likely the actual punishment of the sin of the immorality, we're saying, well, as the Chuyos push off the punishment of the Sofer for a few years. But involved in the whole procedure is Shavuot Sheker. If she sins, so she's also made the Shavuot Sheker. So why isn't she punished right away? Good cash. So he answers, you know the answers, so we're forced to come to the conclusion. Yeah, what do you want to say?
She's forced to do the Shavuot. She doesn't want, right? And she's not even doing it herself. She's answering amen.
Oh, but he answers like you're saying now. That She doesn't make the Shavua verbally herself. She makes the Shavua by answering Amen. So since she makes the Shavua by answering Amen, he says, in fact, although we want to say that it is, what was the word? It is completely Shavua appears. It is, no one says it verbally. That means that, generally speaking, that actually is binding as no one said it verbally. But it is not as stringent as making the Shavua appear mamish. And that is why the Aveira, that is why the punishment over here doesn't come right away. It's not like making a Shavua verbal. That's how he answers. So we also see over there, this type of distinction between answering Amen isn't as stringent as making a Shavua verbal. So I'm not sure what the question is. Such a massive question in all truth. Because there are other answers to this question. And it could be, for example, the Gemara in Sotka is referring to this punishment which comes directly because of the water. She drinks the water and she blows up. Now, who says that that punishment is the punishment? That's not the punishment for making the Shavua Tshekin. That's the punishment for sinning with it another man. So, when it says that it gets pushed off for 2 or 3 years, it means she doesn't blow up after 2 or 3 years. And then she won't get some other punishment. Well, she got a punishment for making the Shavua Tshekin. Maybe that will come to her right away. I don't know if she'll trick and break her leg. I don't know, whatever it might be. So, I don't know if the whole question is such a big question, in all truth, but that's what it says. Okay, I wish you all a good day. Thank you.